On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, live streaming, slow upload, Proclaim versus ProPresenter, and musical loops. Welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your questions, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio, there's no video to do it below, so a good way to do that is head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA, short for Church Tech Cast Questions and Answers, CTCQA, and leave your question under one of those shows. Great way to do it. So the first question is Linda via email. She says, live streaming is truly awesome and I'm deeply grateful. You are a model of greatness in serving Sunday's gospel according to Mark. Much of live streaming that I've watched is via Archdiocese Toronto, Salt and Light TV, and CBC Breaking News, The National. It all looks very complicated. I've therefore resolved to share your information, website, Twitter, etc., with my church. Thanks, Linda. Live streaming can seem very complicated, but it doesn't have to be. Like so many things, you can start off very low-key, start off with a webcam and a computer and a feed from your soundboard at your church and go from there. Please don't stay there, though. Many, many, many churches stay there, and I think they're doing a disservice to the gospel because a single shot can get really boring and people start to think that the message is boring when it's just the production. So just keep that in mind. Don't stay there. You can start simple and then build from there, having a couple of cameras, a switcher. I'm working on an article right now for Church Production Magazine where we're talking about how many cameras you need to do live streaming. One is probably the bare minimum, but you can get more and more from there. So that's what I want to suggest to you. Next, Acidic on YouTube, in response to my how much internet speed do you need to live stream, says, okay, my ping is 71 milliseconds. My download is 6.05 megabits per second, and my upload is 0.78 megabits per second. My mouth didn't want to work right there. Am I able to stream to Twitch at all? Cruddy. He didn't say cruddy, but, you know, he's a gamer. Cruddy Australian internet. Okay, Acidic, here's the bad news. You're probably hoping to stream at 1080p 60. Can't do it. It's not technically possible right now. You could not stream at 720p either. Really, you're looking at maybe, if everything goes right, 360p. So 640 by 360. So half vertical resolution of 720p and half horizontal resolution of 720p. So basically half and half, 2 times 2 is 4. It's a quarter resolution of 720p. Probably not what you're looking for, but that's, given your current upload speed, that's really what you've got. Sorry for the bad news, but just in general, you need about a megabit to do standard def, like I'm saying. Probably 2 megabits or better for 720p and so on. So, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but I guess it's better than you buy a bunch of equipment only to find out, none of it's going to work. So, sorry about that. Now, Tim Adams, who's a friend of mine, asked this question that I thought was worth discussing. Okay, guys, Proclaim versus ProPresenter. What are the benefits and drawbacks to each? And go. So, you know that I'm a big fan of ProPresenter. With that said, here are the drawbacks of ProPresenter. One is it's a little on the pricey side. There's a reason for that. In my opinion, it's the best. So that's why it's so pricey, I think. Secondly, it works best on a Mac. So a lot of churches say, well, I can work on, it works on a PC, and it does. The ProPresenter 6 is coming out for PC. It works. It's just, it was originally designed for a Mac, so it tends to work a little bit better on there. So, in my mind, stretch that out to a few years, the difference in price is not great, and you'll just save yourself some headaches. So there's that as either a pro or a con, depends on if you're Mac or PC. Thirdly, it's got a lot of power that maybe not a lot of churches are using. And fourthly, when it's time to upgrade, well, you have to pay more money. So let's look at Proclaim by contrast. Proclaim, pretty powerful software. They use a software as a service model, so it's less per month. A lot of churches like that. You know, it's like $30 a month. I think you can actually get a lower end version for less than that. So for a lot of churches, that's spot on. So there's that piece of the puzzle. It's pretty darn powerful. It does something like a stage display. It does something like element transitions. I've just recently heard from the people at Proclaim. They reached out to me a while back, and they've just done a major upgrade, which, by the way, since it's software as a service, you get the upgrades for free, so that's another thing. They have a new feature where you can automatically start recording the audio when the pastor's sermon starts and do some basic editing, and then you get what's on the screen and the audio together as a video podcast, or just rip out the audio as an audio podcast. So it makes it nice and simple. So I really think that, really, in my opinion, oh, another thing is it seems just as good on a Mac as on a PC, so that's good as well. So in my opinion, these two are going head-to-head. I haven't been paid anything by Proclaim. I haven't been paid anything by ProPresenter either, so I can't say that one is better from a supporting me standpoint, since neither of them are doing it. But I think that they're both valuable pieces, and it just depends on your situation as to which is better for you. Finally, Amy Nelson on TrinityDigitalMedia.com says, "Hi, Paul. In my loop," this is in response to one of my ProPresenter tutorials, "I have done just like you, but mine won't work. My music starts on the disabled slide when I click, but it goes to the next slide. There's no music." Okay, Amy, make sure that you're dragging the music so you make your slideshow. Just like normal, you drag in all the images, you set them all to 5 to 8 seconds, probably is what you're going to want. Set the last one to loops to first slide. And then what you do is you're going to want to drag your song from the audio bin. Make sure it's the audio bin, not import audio or anything like that. Drag it from the audio bin onto your one of your slides, one of the slides that's outside of the loop, actually, so that when you get back to that slide, it doesn't start up again, or disable that slide. Either one works fine. So you do that, and then it should play perfectly fine. Now, what I haven't heard from you yet is which version of ProPresenter, whether it's a PC or a Mac, because I did it on a Mac and it worked fine, might not on a PC. Don't have a PC to test it on, etc. So just let me know those details and we'll dive back into that a little bit better. So I hope that was one of your church tech questions, and if not, don't forget, leave it below the video or at trinitydigitalmedia.com/THFC. If you like this content, you'd love my email newsletter, so head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, pick up your church tech gift and a free subscription to my email newsletter, or head to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, and pick up your subscription to Church Tech U, where I have all my resources available as kind of an all-you-can-eat sort of thing, and you can dive into the community there as well. Till next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.